Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick and Noel King filling in for John Hockenberry. He's back on Monday. Well, long before Congressman Todd Akin's comments about rape and pregnancy turned many against him, the congressman from Missouri had a loyal following in the Christian groups whose beliefs he defended. And although his efforts to enact legislation they support have not been successful, and here's the tune to which they have not been successful, 52 measures introduced by Akin, only three have been signed by a president. And of those three, and all of those three, by the way, were post offices being named in honor of soldiers killed in Iraq. Nevertheless, his efforts to increase the role of religion in government have marked him as a torchbearer for a lot of people in the Christian movement. Todd Akin apologized for his remarks in a TV ad that aired on Tuesday. Listen.
Rape is an evil act. I used the wrong words in the wrong way, and for that I apologize. As the father of two daughters, I want tough justice for predators. I have a compassionate heart for the victims of sexual assault, and I pray for them. The mistake I made was in the words I said, not in the heart I hold. I ask for your forgiveness.
Now, many of Akin's supporters are accepting that apology with the intent to endorse him going forward in his Senate race against incumbent Claire McCaskill. We'll remind you, of course, that Claire McCaskill is still considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats in the Senate. The question is, what does this do to the race? And important group of supporters in Missouri are Christians. Of course, we're joined now by Don Hinkle. He's an Akin supporter and editor of a newspaper serving the Missouri Baptist Convention. Hi, Don.
Hi, Todd.
Thanks for joining us. What was your reaction when you first heard what Todd Akin had said on the Missouri political talk show?
Knowing Todd like I do, I cringed because I knew that that his words weren't matching, his true views and feelings. And so I was deeply troubled, deeply grieved for him, but also for the people who felt hurt. We're very sensitive, and we understand, how rape victims have suffered, and extremely sensitive to that. And so I was surprised, shocked, grieved. And I also knew that Todd had made a terrible, terrible mistake that in no way reflects his character or who he is.
So that seems to then explain a lot about why you've come to a point of forgiveness already for Todd Akin, because you seem to feel like you know his heart.
Well, that's right. I know the congressman personally. I do know his heart and his family. But we're also Christians. There are millions of Christians in the state of Missouri. There are 650,000 Southern Baptists in the state of Missouri. We're the largest evangelical denomination in the state of Missouri. And as Christians, just like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we understand that people are going to make mistakes and are going to sin. But our faith teaches us that we must forgive when a person asks for forgiveness, displays contriteness, and then seeks to make things right. And let me point out something that was really interesting in the tape that you played. Congressman Akin not only apologized, he needed to do that. But Todd, he went a step further. He asked for forgiveness. He's asked the people of Missouri to forgive him. And Todd, if there's one thing I could say about the people of Missouri, they're a forgiving people.
Well, Todd Akin needs to rely on that if he's to continue. And Don Hinkle, I need to ask you about this. Forgiveness is one thing, and you've expressed it, and it's largely because you know Todd Akin personally, and people in Missouri are forgiving, as you said. But let's also take Todd Akin for what he is, which is a politician, and he's in a tough race, and his comments have damaged Republicans nationwide. So your personal forgiveness aside, What about the politics here and people who agree with you in the Baptist Convention? What if those comments make it a lot more likely that Claire McCaskill stays in the Senate, which many of them don't want? And by the way, a lot harder for Republicans across the country to win their tough races because he's shackled to them in a political way.
Well, I think there's limits on that. And let's face it, Todd, this election is not going to hinge on abortion. This election is going to hinge on the economy and getting people back to work.
But Democrats already have a narrative going about the war on women. You've heard it. Whether it's true or not, that narrative has been consistent, and this does feed into it. It might be a problem.
Well, I would acknowledge that it certainly has been a political setback for him. However, I do not believe in the state of Missouri it's fatal. And I think what the congressman is going to do, and I think what people will see him do, is be more forthright and more aggressive, I think, in expressing his true feelings, particularly toward women. And I've noticed there's a Reuters story. It's moved this morning, where a couple of women in St. Louis have come rallying to support. One saying, you know, I was offended by what he said, but I've examined his record, and I've investigated now who this man is, and I realize that doesn't really reflect who he truly is.
Can I ask you quickly about the Republican platform more broadly, because you've heard this response that says his words were wrong, they were inarticulate, they were bad, except his comments actually reflect pretty close to what the political position of the Republican Party is on abortion right now. Do you have confidence that that's the case? Setting aside that his words were wrong, the position that he took, is this the Republican position as you understand it as a supporter?
Well, I do think that this unfortunate incident has brought abortion back to the forefront of the national conversation. And let me say this. Social conservatives who make up a tremendous amount of the Republican Party are happy that abortion is now back center part mm-hmm. of the national conversation.
And it is.
And we are glad in that sense that we're able to have this conversation about abortion.
And I'm not sure that Mitt Romney's happy about it, because he's dying to talk about the economy. We'll see where this goes. That is Don Hinkle, editor of the newspaper serving the Missouri Baptist Convention, speaking to us about Todd Akin. We want to hear from you on this. Later in the hour, we're going to talk to a former preacher who lost his faith in front of thousands of congregants. What about your faith? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Leave your comments at thetakeaway.org.